The United States Supreme Court denied both motions for stays. There are no further motions pending. The Lieutenant Governor has ordered the hold to be lifted at 2:58 a.m. this morning, and has instructed the Director to proceed. And that's where we are. They're going to come out in about 5 minutes for the folks who are going to be witnesses to take you down to the briefing room. So if you need to file something, you've got about 5 minutes or so to do that. That's really the only information I have right now. The execution warrant, so certainly has to be up and awake.
But it's your belief that he was asleep while all this was going on?
Pretty much so. He fell asleep about 9:30 this evening, and I had not heard that he awakened and woke up at this time. So we'll check.
Okay.
We'll get on. I want to introduce the director of the Department of Corrections, Dr. Dora Shariro.
Good evening. I have a statement from the Honorable Governor Mel Carnahan, dated today, June 21, 1995. Larry Griffin was charged and convicted of the murder of Quentin Moss. I extend my sympathy to the family of Mr. Moss and to the family of Mr. Griffin. Tonight, the process of our judicial system has run its course. The state, on behalf of its citizens, has the right to impose the death penalty for the crime of capital murder. Our courts and the department have met their responsibilities under the law. I've examined the history of the judicial proceedings and the petition for clemency that has been placed before me. I find nothing to justify setting aside the result of the verdict of the jury and the subsequent judicial proceedings. I reaffirm my solemn oath to uphold the law. It is the duty of my office to do so on behalf of the people of Missouri. And at this point, I'll turn the podium over to Mr. Lombardi or Mr. Canese for questions.
I'll start out with some general information for you. Inmate Griffin did not make any last statements. He entered the execution chamber at 3:12 a.m. He was placed on the gurney at 3:17 a.m. The IV was inserted at 3:25 a.m. And he was pronounced dead at 3:45 a.m. Do you have any questions?
What time did the execution start according to your records? The first time?
3:41 a.m. And it was approximately 1 minute between each a chemical being injected.
You mentioned the insertion of the IV at 3:25. Prior to all this, you said there would be two IVs.
It is. It was.
Inserted?
Yes. The IVs were set at 3:25.
And this went just according to plan, and there was no need for that second IV. In other words, that one was not used.
This went the way the execution was to go, and I don't have any information about whether the second one was used or not.
How many family members were in attendance witnessing?
I never did get a number on inmate witnesses. Let me run that down for you. I think we can get that pretty quickly. Pardon me? If you have any questions for him.
Was he already asleep when the execution actually began? Is he appeared asleep?
I really can't answer whether he was actually asleep or not.
I have no idea if that was the case or not at that point. I know that his normal process is and he requests a set of reviews.
Can you come up here?
Okay.
This is George Lombardi. He's the director
Yes.
Of the Division of Adult Institutions.
In the normal course of events of an execution, prior to saying an inmate is offered a sedative, and he did elect to take a sedative.
That was the one he took much earlier in the evening, or did he get another one?
If he requests it later in the evening, he also can have one.
Did he show any signs of resistance or anything at all, or was he just quiet and calm? And
that's the information I have, is that things proceeded normally.
It only took 4 minutes for him to die. The last execution here took somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 or longer. What does that say about the process of lethal injection? There was a suit alleging it was cruel and unusual punishment. Is this execution?
I can't speak to the suit. Obviously, that's still under litigation. I can simply tell you that the time frames on these executions have differed from one end to the other, this one being one of the shorter ones, the other one being one of the longer ones.
In terms of process, it pretty much happened the same way. There was nothing any different this time than happened last time?
Essentially, that's true.
On average, would you say that most of them are completed by around 5 minutes, or is there no average?
I don't have that information as to what the average is. I don't know that. They've been longer than 5 minutes, I know that for certain. Anything else?
Can you recap, or someone recap, the judicial process that took place?
I would rather prefer you to the Attorney General's office, because they have that information, and I wouldn't want to speak in inaccuracy on that issue.
Are there any other pending executions, sir? Have there been any other dates assigned?
There's been no warrants issued at this time.
The measures that you took, the three steps that you took to ensure that there wouldn't be a recidivism that occurred with Emmett Foster, are those measures that you will continue in all future executions?
Our goal is to ensure that the state witnesses can view the procedure without us having to bring down the blinds. And we'll continue to do the things that we need to do to ensure that.
Also, you will continue to have a doctor as opposed to an RN, and you will also have two IVs?
We'll continue to reduce that or to increase that time. And if we need to do those things, we will continue to do those things.
Nothing else has changed, like anything in terms of dosage or anything like that?
No.
No
dosage change or anything.
Was the physician, Judge Wright, ordered present?
Witnessed the execution.
He did. Was he with the in another place from where we were?
She was part of the inmate witnesses.
He identified the doctor?
We don't identify inmate witnesses or state witnesses. Right.
And there were no family members. That question came up earlier.
Okay, who
no family members, witnesses?
That's the information I have.
Who were his witnesses?
We don't.
I mean, without identifying them, who were they then? Friends?
We're trying to get an exact number of who they were, of how many were there. We're getting that information now.
Are you sure there are no family members as witnesses?
That's the information I was just given.
I'll
check that twice.
We'll check that when we get the number.
We'll get it.
What's the drug that is administered?
There's three different drugs that are administered. The first one is sodium pentothal. The second one is pancronium bromide. And the third is potassium chloride.
So he died within 4 minutes of the sodium pentothal being administered?
From the time the first drug was injected until the doctor pronounced him dead, I think that was
like
4 minutes. I think it was 3:41, and he was pronounced dead at 3:45.
You said if you need to, you'll take those three steps again in future executions. What do you mean by that? If we need to, if the lawsuit says you must, or is this something that you intend to do, or is that something you're going to determine on a case-by-case basis?
Well, following each execution, we do a debriefing and we analyze how the procedures went. And again, we'll continue to make sure that that the state witnesses have the as much access to viewing the procedure as possible. And so we always take a look at the executions. We debrief. There may be things that we will do differently the next time because we learn from each one. So it's a continuing process, that's why I guess I can't answer what we will do the next time. We will debrief this one, and we will make the decision at that time as to what we need to do for the next execution.
But the witnessing isn't the only issue. The other issue is this being administered in a way that it isn't potentially cruel to the executee or whatever, the condemned?
I guess that's the way I look at that. That's an issue of litigation. People have brought that up and said that this has or hasn't happened the way it should, and we really can't discuss issues of litigation.
George, it looked to me like he was asleep when the blinds went up. I saw no recognition in raises of it. What did it look like to you?
I couldn't speak to that. I wouldn't even hypothesize at this point.
Tim had told us he had been asleep leading up to it.
Yeah.
Exactly, was he awake?
But he was awake.
Was he groggy?
I know that he was awakened. The warrant was read to him as he was awakened. And from that point, I don't know. You know, I couldn't tell you more than that. You saw what I saw.
I have the inmate's witness list. He had five witnesses altogether, and one was a family member.
Can you characterize who the other people were?
One was the physician that was ordered by Judge Wright, and one was a member of the press. And I'd let it go at that, as far as characterizations.
Anything peculiar about this Larry Griffin ordeal, if you want to call it that, or anything stands out in either one of your minds as to how this developed, how long it took?
You mean this evening and this morning? What we had was... we had the appellate court, federal appeals court, reviewing three different legal motions, and those three legal motions had to go through that appellate process, and then they were sent to the Supreme Court. And the courts deliberate on these issues. They make sure that they have all the information they need to make the decision, and I think that's what happened this evening, is they deliberated and made their decision. I don't think there was, I wouldn't characterize this as fast or slow or anything. I think it took what it took because they had issues to deal with, and they did so.
The people who work here who carry this out, they might listen to the radio, watch television, read the newspaper. They know there was some question as to whether or not this man was innocent or guilty, at least in the mind of some lawyers. Maybe some judges, and whether or not this execution should have gone through. Has anyone expressed any question about that to you, or what is available to them if they, you know, second guess themselves about being involved in someone's death?
If our staff does?
Right.
This is a voluntary process. Anybody that's involved in it that doesn't wish to be involved in it is not required to do so. And if anyone stepped forward and said, I did not want to be involved in this process, we would attempt to honor that. That has not happened.
And you said earlier, just I guess to reiterate the tape, that he had initially requested bread and water?
Initially, for his last meal, he had requested bread and water. When that was brought to him, he did not eat the bread. We later took a tray of food down that was from the meal we served to general population, which was some chili, some iced coffee cake, and some apple fruit bars, and he did eat a little of those three items.
Any clamor from the other inmates No.
No.
Any noise? Any?
No. No. Everything was all day. The report was that everything was pretty much normal and routine.
The nap. Can we go back to the nap? You said about 9:30 is when he fell asleep. You don't know if he was, if he had to be awoken to be given the news, or if he had.
Yes, I do know. He was awoken. He was.
He was,
he was awoken.
He was told
about the information.
Right. Okay.
Where the warrant was read
was
and the process
up.
Began. That's correct.
What time did you wake him up?
Do you have that?
Let me see.
When the warrant was read?
I thought I had that.
His reaction?
We'll find out.
Yes, that's the information I have.
Not surprised.
As it was before he went to sleep.
He was pretty well accepted.
Resigned. That's the information I have. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you.